Okay, so we're doing the ninth yisod in Parak Chelek. The Ram says, "Yisod atshi habittel." Okay, so the ninth yisod is bittel. Okay, got there. Okay, vahu. What does it mean, bittel? What's the yisod of bittel? Jezo Toras Moshe Lo Tibota. That this Torah of Moshe will never be nullified. Velo Tovo Torah Me'es Hashem Zulasa. And no Torah will come from Hashem other than it. Velo Yitosef Ba, Velo Yigra Mimena. Lo bekrosel, and nothing will be added to it or removed from it, neither in writing nor in explanation. Of a lo sosif, omar lo sosif, olav lo sigra mimenu. And the Torah says, don't add to it and don't detract from it. Don't add to it and don't detract to it. Or detract from it. Ukvar biyanu levoer. Now, there's no real reference. There's no clear reference to what he's talking about. Yeah. So there are a couple of questions. There are a bunch of questions about this realm. We should ask, yeah. It's funny. It's just funny stylistically. I don't know if there's anything to make of it. But almost all the other Yesodos, when he quotes the pasuk, he gives it like a little introduction, like, and the pasuk that is Mora on this. He just knows it, right? All the other ones, I think he does that. It's the Zaya Soda Rishon Hoshir Mora Love Dibwa. Hashani Mora Love Mashanem. Right. Oh, here he just quotes the Pasuk. Oma Lo Sosa Love Lo Sigma Mimen. I mean, that's a mitzvah. Those are two mitzvahs. That's like the Alba doesn't like counting mitzvahs in Yesodos. But anyway. But the question is like this. What is the importance of this yesod? What is this? What's this yesod trying to convey? I mean, we've been trying to say that the yesodos are telling you a certain idea, a certain fundamental character of Torah and an approach to Torah. So is this just a, the importance, the message, the character that is trying to reveal about Torah? We have to ask a few questions. Okay, is it telling us something about? But let me ask you this: who is it addressed to? Is it addressed to us that we can't remove something from the Torah, or is it saying that even Hashem will never add or subtract from the Torah? I mean. Lo sosef olav lo sigra mimenu, as a mitzvah, as like Yosef was saying, you know, can we say from Oka Dabamina Torah, Pshevi Al Tase, right? Or the Ram discusses adding the mitzvah of Purim's coming up, right? But it sounds more like the Ram is addressing that the Torah itself will never be changed. It simply is. It's not subject to any kind of revision. And furthermore, he says, not only is he saying that they will not that a mitzvah that we have will never become batal. It's the bittel. Yesod is habittel. And it doesn't mean that we can't be mevatel a mitzvah. That's not what he means by the yesod. He means to say, Jezu Toras Moshe lo tibatel. It will never become batal. Even Mipi Agvor, there'll never be a subsequent Dvar Hashem that says it's been enough. We, you know, other religions make that claim about stuff. But what's interesting is it's like a con there are a lot of themes in this yisod. One is that the Torah that we have will never be bottled. And we have to ask, is that a yisod midin mitzvah Hashem, or is it a special yisod about Torah? Okay. So Albo and the Ikarim.
What's the first option?
Like, is it like a Dvar Hashem can never be bottled? Like a mitzvah, since it's a mitzvah Hashem, a mitzvah Hashem has to be permanent. So Albo, very, I think convincingly and clearly demonstrates that that's not true, right? Because Adam was not allowed to eat meat, and then Noah, he was allowed to eat meat. So you can't say the permanence is like a tzivui Hashem has to be permanent. Right? It's no. You have there was a progression and a revision in terms of mitzvos b'nei Noach, and well, the mitzvah, the Rambam says that's all Sinai. That's all.
Like the man mitzvos.
Oh, okay. Good question. I don't want to go there yet, but it's a good question. Yeah, Yaakov's bringing up a good point of the temporary mitzvah. So I'll get back to those later. But you have, for instance, the Rambam says that Yaakov added Gidrasha. So that's a further restriction on what was looked at from before. So there definitely are. You can't say that it's a that you can't say that a tzivoy Hashem can't be revised by Hashem later. There's nothing like that. So it has to be something about Torah's Moshe. Now, what's interesting also is that he says not just in terms of the mitzvahs of the Torah will not be changed, and also or added to, right, subtracted or added to. It's also that there will never be Torah me'es Hashem zulasa. That's interesting. Meaning, say, well, what is that? How is that part of Yisur? Right? Does that mean that Hashem cannot have another bris Torah with another nation? That also seems to be part of this Yisod. Okay.
Huh.
Yeah. Who's the O? So that's interesting. So yeah. So it's like the Yisod of this ninth Yisod, right, is about the permanence of the Torah, right? The the inability, the unalterable nature of the Torah that we have, and also part of this Yisod seems to be the exclusivity, that there can't be another Torah, another institution of law for another group of people. So it's interesting. Albo, you want to take a look at this, you want to go into this more in depth in the Sefer Yikarim. He explores both of these questions. One second, I'll get the other thing here. In Maamar Rishon, Perek Chof Gimel, no, Perek Chof Hey, I believe, he discusses the question, can there be im hados halohis yichuyav shetiyah achas l'chol ha'anashim? O Rabbos, is it possible to have two systems of divine law for different groups of people? In other words, just to clarify, when he says lo tovo, he says the who shezo Torah Moshe lo tivatel. That's one thing. The lo tovo Torah meis Hashem zulasa. And you could learn that as all one thing, meaning there'll never be a rescission and a new issuance, right?
They're not two separate.
But it seems like two separate things. It does seem like, even though the heading is bittul. So why should that be a bittul? Because there's another Torah for another group of people. Why is that under bittul? Okay. And So Albo wants to say that it's possible. He says, why shouldn't it be possible that He says, look, you have to analyze it from the tzad of the no-sein and the tzad of the mikabel. So in terms of the tzad of the no-sein, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There shouldn't be no difference. But from the tzad of the mikabel, could be there are groups of people that are capable of more, capable of less. And depending on their station and situation, they have more or less mitzvos, more or less a degree of perfection that they can attain. And he concludes that he says, "Vilozet timtzo shetoras b'nei Noach, v'toras Moshe, im shem cholpios b'inyonim pratim." Even though you have the, it's funny, he's very right. He's very clear. I mean, the way he's presenting it, Kenega the Das Rama, Toras B'nei Noach and Toras Moshe, right? He says even though they have differentiations, they're particular differentiations, right? But he says Hinei Heim Maskimos B'Inyonim Hakolim Asher Mitzad HaNosein. So they both reflect the underlying perfection of the Nosein, both geared towards the same ideas of reality, maybe to different degrees, but they're not like different directions, right? So in terms of the no-sein, it's the same qualities. He says, "V'shteim nimsos b'zman echad, shafilu b'zman himotzei toras Moshe liYisrael, ha'yisa nimtzeis toras b'nei Noach cholums." Because even now, when we have the Torah of Moshe, we have the Torah of, there still is existing the Torah b'nei Noach cholomos. V'hayu mischalpos kifi hischalpos artzos, and their differences in the different lands, Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. So too, mipi hischalpos ha'umos, zu mitzad ha'avos. Yeah, he says v'ein sofek she'umos hayu magios al yidei Torah b'nei Noach, achashi aloyis. There's no doubt that those nations will attain perfection because it's divine law. Even though it's not as great, so that's Alvo's contention, that there's nothing wrong with having two Toros, Toros Moshe for Yisrael and Toros B'nei Noach for B'nei Noach. And it doesn't seem like there should be, according to that, an impossibility that there should be another set of laws for another group of people. Or maybe they know we'll get ramped up. So I don't know. What is this contradicting the Rambam's interpretation of the Sisa? That's my question. Well, if you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, where he discusses the mitzvahs B'nei Noach, so he has a few interesting things over there. Hold on. Yeah. So the Rambam says in Paris, in the end of Perek, yes, I think it is. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu lo hinchil haTorah v'mitzvos el Yisrael, shnema morasha kihilas Yaakov. So the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the Torah and the mitzvos exclusively to Bnei Israel and to whoever wanted to join Bnei Israel. Okay, but if he doesn't want to join, we don't force him to be mekabel Torahs and mitzvos. Okay. Okay, v'chein tziva Moshe Rabbeinu mipi agvura lochov as kol boi olam lekabel kol mitzvah shenitzava Noach. You hear that? V'chol mishalo kibel yarek. I'll read it again. V'chein tziva Moshe Rabbeinu mipi agvura lochov as kol boi olam lekabel kol mitzvah shenitzava Noach. So God commanded Moshe to force the whole world to accept the mitzvos that were commanded to Noah. Okay. And that's a ger tosha. And he says, V'chol ha-mekabel sheva mitzvos v'nizhar la-soson ha-reze mechaside umos ha-olam. Yesh lo chelak olam havo. V'hu sheyekabel oson v'yasa oson mipi sheziva bohen hakadosh baruch hu b'torah v'hodienu al yedei Moshe Rabbeinu shebnei Noach mikodem nitzdavu bohen. But it has to be the bnei Noach have to be doing the sheva mitzvos because Shetziva bohen hakadosh baruch hu b'torah, because Hashem commanded them in the Torah and informed us through Moshe that bnei Noach mikodem nitzdavu b'hen. They used to be. Aval im asam ibnei hechradas ein zegir tosha ve'ena mechesidu omos ha'olam ela mechachamehem. Okay, it's a girsa question. Is it the lo mechachamehem or ela mechachamehem? But basically, it seems from the Rambam that now the only way, but now even for Bnei Noach, they have to be keeping it midin Toras Moshe. That through Toras Moshe, Moshe commanded them. It's a command of Moshe. Lochuf as called boy olam the kabel komitzush she nitztave Noach, but it's a new tzivoy. It seems as a tzivoy under Torah's motion. And he says also he says v'hu she yikabel osam v'yasosam mipnei she tzivo bohen hakadosh baruch hu b'torah. He has to do them because Hashem commanded them in the Torah. V'hodianu al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu shebnei Noach mikodem nitztavu b'hen. Now, it's a little bit unclear. Does that mean they're doing the original tzivoy, or they're doing a new kind of a tzivoy through Moshe that's based on everything that was up till now? It's interesting. The mashmos is that it is it still has to be. Let's put it this way. I'll read the next halacha. He says, "Al shisha divarim nitztave adam arishon, al avoda zara, al berkas Hashem, al shvichas domim, al gilui arayos, al gezel, al adinim." Okay, he says. Now listen to this. It's a strange drama. What is he trying to say? He says, "Afal pi." This is test aleph. Afal pi shekulan kabbala hein biyadenu mi Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. V'hadaas note lohen. So we have a Torah shebal peh. But these are the seven mitzvos, and they make sense. Mithlal divrei Torah yiroa sha'al elu nitzdavu. But still, they're hinted that from the divrei Torah, you can see that on these they were commanded. But again, it sounds like he's saying that what's he emphasizing? He's emphasizing that the source for the knowledge of these mitzvos can only be traced, is only traced back to the Torah. And it's not because the Das's note that's not enough. It has to be there are allusions. The Gemara in Sanhedrin goes through the Tzivui to Adam, and that's the harder one. That's more coded. I mean, to Noach is more open. And then the Rambam continues. He says, in this halacha, he says, those were the seven mitzvos. Okay. Then he had, those were six to Noach. To Adam, I'm sorry. And then Noach got Avram and Achai, right? Because he was now able to eat the meat. And now he had seven. He says, V'chein hoya hadavar b'chol ha'olam ad Avraham. Nitztava yeser al elu b'mila. V'hu hispal shachris. So Avraham was commanded on Mila, and he sounds like he took upon himself shachris. Not right? The Yitzchak Kifrish Meiser v'Hosef Tfilas Acheras Lifnos Hayom, and he Yitzchak took Meiser and he added another Tfila. The Yaakov Hosef Gidanosha v'Spal Arvis Ub Mitzrayim Nitzdave Amram b'Mitzos Yaseros. Nobody knows that where the Ram gets that from. What he's talking about. But listen to this: Ad Shebo Moshe Rabbeinu v'Nishlama Torah Al Yada. Right, so now it sounds like he's saying there's a progression. And we're just adding to the Moshe was just adding to what existed before. But if you take a look at the Rambam, I don't have it right in front of me, but I think it's in the I think it's in the eighth parak in Chulin. In you have it. Want to grab me the Mishnah over there?
Mishnah?
Because the Mishnah discusses in Chulin. Yeah, the Mishnah discusses in Chulin whether it's an interesting machlokas in Gid HaNasha, is the Gid HaNasha of a pig, for instance, also. Okay. So the argument is no, because pig is not a food. I mean, it's not a kosher food. So it's not there's no sense in having an iser of a gid hanasha of something that itself can't be eaten at all, right? But I think it's Rabbi Huda says no. Yaakov started gid hanasha, and in those days everything was kosher. So since the gid hanasha is from the zman of before Matan Torah, therefore should be chal on even things that are usher now, because at the time of the mitzvah, everything was mutter. So the Mishnah says, Chachamim Omrim. Yeah, so the Mishnah says, you get a nasha, hold on. Right. Oh, noi with tahora of noi with tamea. Review Omer after Tamea. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, lo al b'nei Yaakov, nes agid anasha, v'adayin behema Tamea muteres lohen. Right? I know you're all thinking, but they kept all the mitzvahs. He says, Amru lo, mi Sinai nesa. The Rabbanan said, no, it really was us from Sinai, elisha nichta b'mekomo. So what does that mean? So the Rambam, you could interpret that in different ways. You could interpret that to mean there really was never a mitzvah from Yaakov, and it was just written in that spot. Al kein lo yochlu was never something that Yaakov did. Mitzvah was given in Sinai, never practiced beforehand, but the explanation is put there. But the Rambam doesn't learn that way. The Rambam says, in the Pirush Mishnayos, he says, Sim libcha leklal hagadol hazeh. You pay attention to this great rule that is broad in this Mishnah. V'hu Omram Misinai Nesa. V'hu She'ata Tzorach L'das. You have to understand. She'kol Ma She'onin is Horim Mimenu. O Osim Osayom. Everything that we are prohibited from and commanded to do. Ein Anu Osim Zos Ella Mipnei Tzivoy Hashem Al Yidei Moshe. Only because of the tzivah demotion, not because of any pre-existing tzivah. Dugma l'kach. Lo mibnei shehashem osar al bnei noach eiver menachai, ela bnei shem moshe osar aleinu eiver menachai. V'ameshen etzdavu misinei. So you see that mitzvah was removed from Klal Yisrael and given a new mitzvah. We don't have the mitzvah of Noach anymore. We have the mitzvah of Moshe. So even the mitzvah of Mila, Bris Avram, we don't do it under the same system of law, of obligation as Avram. It's only Mipnei Shehashem Sivano Ede Moshe Lihimo. And what was the Sivan? To do it like Avram did it. Okay, there's a little change, but the fame Gid HaNasha. Ein Anu Nimshochem Bo Achare Iser Yaakov Avinu Ela Tzivoy Moshe Rabbeinu. Halo Tire Omram Sheish Meos V'Shlosh Sre Mitzvot Nemru Lo L'Moshe B'Sinai. So if these mitzvahs were pre-existing, if these were just tacked on, right? Then you couldn't say 613 from Sinai. You'd have to say you have to take away Gid HaNasha, take away Mila, however many you can. Right? You say okay, 611, right? So the Rambam is very adamant. Everything is from Sinai, and it seems I can't prove it, but it does seem that even for the mitzvahs B'nai Noach, it seems like he's saying There is a, they can't have a knowledge of what it is without the Kabbalah of the Torah, without Kabbalah Satara, without going back to Moshe and our interpretation of what their mitzvos are. Okay. So what does he mean then when he says Nishlamah HaTorah? What does he mean when he says, there were six in the beginning, and then Noah got a seventh, and then Avram added two, and Yitzchak added two, and Yaakov added two, right? And I keep a count. And Amram added a bunch, right? And Ad Sheba Moshe Rabbeinu v'Nishlamah Torah Yada. What do you mean Nishlamah Torah Yada? There's nothing of what they did that we do. It wasn't just added to. It wasn't just completed. Yeah. So what is it about the so those are the problems we have. In other words, you do see from Albo, he does make a good argument. I didn't read it to you, but you go, it's in the second, the first book, he talks about multiple systems of Toros. And he says, yeah, we do have two, we have a concurrent system of law. We have Toros B'nai Noach and Toros Moshe. And I'm saying it seems from the Rambam that there really doesn't seem like they can exist these two, this gap. And it seems like even the Toros B'nai Noach, they must submit to the authority of Toros Moshe to even know what they're doing. Okay, so I don't know if I would agree. I don't know if the Rambam would agree that there are two independent Toros existing today. But furthermore, the Albo, like I said, if you go through in the third Maamar, basically chapter 14, 15, and so on, he goes through how. Now, yes, mitzvahs did change over time. So why can't the Toros Moshe change over time? So basically, he concludes that the reason why Toros Moshe can't change is simply because we can never have a greater authority than Moshe. Okay, and he's more or less lumping it in to the Shoresh about Moshe's Nevuah. He doesn't have the system of Shoreshim like the Rambam. So it's not a problem for him. He's rewriting all the, he's putting everything in a different way. So, but that obviously is not going to be a good answer for the Rambam, because why should you need two Shrashim on the same? What do you need this Shoresh for if it's just basically an outcome of the previous Shoresh? Okay, you could argue, well, you have to draw it out, you have to express it, but it doesn't seem. It seems like it has its own independent value, not just an extension of not just a result of Moshe's Nevuah being greater. Okay, one second. Right. Yeah, he says, "Kein yishtanu." You see, the mitzvahs change over time. Moshe Noah, okay, so basically, look, it's not that God's changing, Chas V'Shalom, but people change. So why can't it be? Well, why should it just be impossible to say that mitzvahs change? Right. And if you're going to say, so some want to say on this Yesod, or basically on the mitzvah, and what's the reason that it's impossible to change? So, like the Chinuch says, and Albo himself says it, by the way. He attributes this idea to the Rambam, but I don't think it really is anywhere in the Rambam. He even himself doesn't really exactly quote where it's from, but he says that basically this idea that what he says, Ubeir Hatam B'Sefer HaMorah, but there's no quote. The closest chapter you get is Book 3, Chapter 34, but it doesn't really say this. He says, "Lefisha." Okay, so basically, Toras Hashem Tamima, and anything that's perfect means it's in the perfect balance, and anything that's in the perfect balance, any addition or subtraction will be an imperfection. So why can the Torah not? Why is it impossible for the Torah to change? Essentially, because it's perfect. And therefore, any addition or subtraction will be a a defect. Like this is like the Chinuch says in Taf Nun Dalet. As the root of the precepts of Lo Sosef and Lo Sigra lies the reason that the sovereign master who commands us about the Torah is the very ultimate of perfection. All his works and all his commands are wholly perfect and good. Any addition to them is thus a defect, and all the more certainly so, anything diminished. This is a clear matter. So Albo says, yeah, that's true. I mean, God is perfect and everything he does is perfect, but people will change. So maybe you'll get a group of people that will, whatever, will change and we'll need a new set of mitzvahs. Why is that impossible? Just like Noah, just like B'nai Noah got a set of mitzvahs and it changed. Right? So the idea of that idea of perfect is not sufficient. You know what I'm saying? So I was thinking about this.
Well, Pesach.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was wondering, like Yaakov was mentioning, the same association, and that is this idea of the ninth Yesod related to the Rambam's third Shoresh in how to count mitzvos, right? So the third Shoresh in how to count the mitzvos is Ein Roy Limnos Mitzvos She'ein Nohogos Ladoros. So again, you have an interesting thing. You have an idea that there's such a thing as a Tzivui Hashem. Okay. But sometimes the Tzivui Hashem is temporary for a certain situation, like the mitzvahs of the Mon, right? And that's a mitzvah, the Tzivui, right? But you don't count it in Torah. Not counted as Torah. So Torah is a very different thing. Torah has a different idea. And he says, da ki omram taryag mitzvos nemru lo Moshe b'Sinai. Mora al hayos zeh ha-mispar. Hu mispar ha-mitzvos ha-nohogos l'doros. So since it's a taryag mitzvos Moshe b'Sinai, and we know what there you saw, right? Sinai can never be, the Torah is never bottle. So this set of 613 must be Ladoros. Ki mitzvah she'enan nohagos Ladoros in kesher lem b'Sinai. Okay. Or Midbar Sinai. He says, Uma, and he says, yeah. Okay. Be'er Amr, my kra Torah tziva lanu Moshe, mo rasha, Mispar Torah, Vehu Tar Tafreshut Aleph, and Anochi and Loya, Vecha is Bipi Agvur. Now listen to this. He says, Yirtzu Bozeh HaSimon, Shadavar Shetziva Lanu Moshe, Velo Shomanu Kiim Mimenu, Hu Mispar Torah, and that's the Mo Rasha Kilas Yaakov, U Mitzvah She'ein and Nohegas Ladoros, Ain Lono Mo Rasha. You can't say we have a Mo Rasha and something that doesn't last. What kind of an inheritance is that the nation? We don't have it anymore. Okay. She Omnom Yikara Yerusha Masha Yasmid Ladoros, Kimocha Omar, Kimeha Shamayim Ala Arts. It has to be something that is permanent. Now listen to this. The Ram says, Uma Amorom Gamkein. This is, the Ram is teaching you how to count mitzvahs over here. He's not going into drush. But nonetheless, he quotes the Chazal, let's say, Kol eiver ve'eiver ki'ilu hu yitzaveh ha'odam ba'asiyas mitzvah. Like Tzvi Lozaka, right? Every eiver, Chazal say, every eiver, right, that's the mispar of the Los Hasays, right? Of the essays. He says, "V'chol yom v'yom kilu hi zoher oso me'aveira." Right, and this and the 365 is the Los Hasays. Raya al hayoseh hamispar lo yachzal yolam. Amazing Rambam. So the Chazal that say every aver corresponds to every mitzvah saseh, and every day corresponds to every love. That's a raya that the mitzvahs are ladoros. So if there was really a mitzvah that was part of the 613, that's no longer Noe, then we have a part of our bodies, not the, then the Maimar Chazal is not true, right? But But more than that, I think what he's trying to show you is he's not just using the Maamar Chazal as like a proof, a technical proof. The statement that it's reflecting is really the proof. The idea that it's reflecting is the proof. And what's the idea? The idea is that there is a certain character of Torah, of Shleimus HaAdam, that it's a system that is. It's a, the idea of mitzvos is one thing. A mitzvah, you can have a tzivoy, that's one thing. But Toras Moshe represents a different thing. It represents the final and complete derech for perfection. And that's what he means when he says, Acha Nishlamo. He doesn't mean in terms of the system, he doesn't mean. The system of Bnei Noah was added to by Avraham and then added to by Yitzchak and finally added on more mitzvahs by Moshe. Then you wouldn't have 613 from Sinai. But he means to say there's a certain development of the system of perfection for mankind. That started out with a very few, six, seven. Then there was a certain insight that Avraham was able to have. It's interesting how each one couples to the mitzvah of tefillah with another mitzvah, you know, and really the Gemara discusses in Brachos, the Gemara discusses where the mitzvah was tefillah a takana from the avos, or just from anshei kenesset gedolah keneged hakabanos, right? And it's interesting. The Rambam Hilchos Tefillah just mentions anshei kenesset gedolah. He says Anshe says. Once Ezra came and he saw that people couldn't formulate tefillos anymore, so he was misaken a tzuras and he was misaken his mane tefillah, the minyan tefillos keneged hakorbanos, right? Because before there's no mitzvah deraisa of a minyan, right? Agavocha, it's interesting question. I'll pose to you to think about.
But that's like the mission doesn't fit like that.
No, the korbanos, the tamidim.
Oh, what do you mean by minute?
The number of tefillos that you daven a
Oh,
day,
okay.
right? Yeah, I'll give you a thought problem to work on, and the problem is like this: the Rambam says that the mitzvah of tefillah midaraisa is amorphous. It's just once; it's as many times a day, at least once a day. But there's no tzura to the you know as we discussed in Shir. There's no tzura to the text, and there's no minyan to the and there's no amount to the minyan, right? So however you can formulate your own shevach and bakasha and hodah, that's what you do. And however many times you're moved to daven a day, you do. Rambam says some people daven once a day, some people daven many times a day. Just depended on the person, right? So he said that's the way it was until Bayis Lasheni, basically. And Anshei Knesset Gedolah saw that after the Golos, the people were not able to do what? To formulate the Tfilos. Okay. So what was the problem when they emerged from Golos? The text. That was the problem. So he says, so Anshei Knesset Gedolah, Ezra got together and they formulated the Tzuras HaTfila. He says, so that solves the problem that was at hand. That should be the end of the story. He says, and Ezra is also misaki in the minyan Tfilos keneged hatamidim. But that wasn't the problem. There's no halacha of a minyan. So I understand he had to fix up the text because people couldn't enunciate the text. But why did he also have to then make a takana of minyan? Why couldn't it just keep the minyan the same as it was from beforehand, however many times you wanted to have the deck? And here's the text. So why did the change of the text necessitate an institution of the minyan? Okay? It's a good question. You can think about it. But anyway, getting back to our topic. So even though the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah only mentions Anshei Knesset Gedolah, but in Hilchos Malachim it's clear he holds that Avram davened and Yitzchak davened and Yaakov davened, right? But you see, when the Torah came along, it negated all of those tefillos and just instituted one mitzvah of tefillah. Didn't even carry over, obviously, Yaakov's tekan of tefillos of Shachris Mincha Maariv. But we still did gain in the perfection of what they taught us. And each one, really, I think each one instituted a different concept of tefillah. I think if you look at the Gemara in Brachos, you see that Avram's tefillah was in the boker, in the morning. first thing of the day, and that was based on a recognition of God as the creator. And that's something that is necessary in that's the most primary necessary form of tefillah. Yitzchak was the Gemara used a different pasuk of sicha. Sicha means a certain outpouring of the heart. That's a different kind of a tefillah, more personal in terms of your needs, and a different motif of tefillah from Avram's. Avram was more objective, based on shevach of the borei. Yitzchak seems like he added a different idea, and that's why it's more naturally in the middle of the day. It's not a matter of orienting your values in the morning. It's a matter of dealing with your difficulties and the troubles of your day. That's a more of a mincha of a mincha tefillah. And Yaakov was ba'erev. That seemed to be something more less constant. Nightfall. That's a certain particular troubles. Particular troubles. Everybody has daily troubles. That's constant. Those are internal troubles, emotional things. But the Yaakov's tefillah seem, even according to that side, because the Achronah above, if you're going to say it's Keneged Yaakov, Keneged Yavos, then why is Ma'ariv HaRoshos? But I think even Yaakov's tefillah represents a certain idea of an exigent type of a problem. The temporary, a certain external obstacle, which is not Tumid. Anyway, getting off track. But the point is, the Avos, even though in terms of the structure of mitzvah, it's not necessarily simply adding a piece to a piece to a piece, but in terms of the Shleimus HaAdam, in terms of the system of Shleimus HaAdam, it is completed. But everything has to come from Sinai. Why? Because that's the Yesod. The Yesod is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the final revelation to man of the ultimate system of perfection, is Sinai. And there cannot be anything more than that. Because the nature of that revelation through the Adon HaNaviim is represents the perfection for all mankind. And that's why the Rambam says even Bnei Noach have to come to Bnei Yisrael. It's not two separate systems. Not like Albo is saying, two separate systems. It's even the mitzvahs of Bnei Noach are two separate systems, would imply they're like two different pillars. There's a gap between them. And on the contrary, there's the system, although Bnei Noach may not have all the obligations, and it may not be able to lead them to the full perfection within their system, but it should be clear that they are moving in the direction of the under the auspices of Bnei Yisrael, and that's really what Bnei Yisrael are. They represent the keeper of the ultimate truth and the ultimate system of perfection for all of mankind. And therefore, if Bnei Noach were still able to just consult their Bnei Noach authorities on their own, it would be a splinter branch. It would be a separate group. It has to be that even the mitzvahs Bnei Noach must be under the perfection of Torah's Moshe. And it must be clear that it's another route that ultimately should reach and lead even Bnei Noach to the Chochmas Hashem of Kol Torah Kula. And that's really the method of how the whole world will achieve its perfection. It's through the model of Mamleches Kohanim v'Goy Kadosh. Mamleches Kohanim v'Goy Kadosh means they serve as the Kohanim for the rest of the world. So that's what the Rambam is saying. If Bnei Noach, even in their mitzvos, they have to. The idea is now those mitzvahs themselves will be will lead them to the Sheiros of Bnei Israel. So that's what I think that Rambam is saying. That's really the Yesod here. The Yesod here is that this system of Torah Moshe, to teach you something about Torah Moshe. Torah Moshe is the culmination of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bris with the world to lead mankind to perfection. And that's why it's impossible that this is true, the mitzvah has changed up to now. But that was a development. This represents the culmination. And that's why nothing can come, nothing can be added to it outside of it, nothing can change. And I don't think he means, honestly, I don't think he means Lo Sigra v'lo Sosef is really the source for this Yisod. That's a separate mitzvah. But he means say, it echoes this idea. So that's I think is the main idea of this Yisod. Okay, by the way, as a riot to what I'm saying about the Sheva Mitzvot, the Rambam says, I skipped this part, but I see I should have read. The Rambam says in the end of Perek Ches, he says, V'chein tziva Moshe Rabbeinu mipi HaGvura lo chof es kol boi olam mekabel kol mitzvah shenitzdaven Noach v'chol mishalo kivil yehoreg. Okay, v'mekabel osam hu hanikra ger toshav v'chol makom. So a Ger Toshav is the one who accepts the seven mitzvos of Noah. Vitzarech lekabel olav bifnei shlosha chaver. In order to be a Ger Toshav, the Rambam says, the Ben Noah has to be mekabel the mitzvos in front of a basin.
Something like something at the phone.
Chaver v'chol mekabel. Okay, so you see. The Kabbalah, even the Kabbalah of even that status of Sheva Mitzvah Noach has to be in a certain has to be under the auspices of Klal Yisrael, because now Bnei Noach should lead to before the Torah. That's it. That's all they had. But now it's not like a separate branch. It's not like it's for them and this. This is their lot and their goal and their perfection, and this is Bnei Yisrael. No, this is a different system that has the basics and is appropriate for people who can't be mekabel everything. But even this Kabbalah of Sheva Mitzvot has to be in recognition of the authority of Bnei Yisrael, because it should. Otherwise, it would represent two distinct perfections. There's only one system of perfection that not everybody's necessarily ready for or capable of in that position. But to not have to submit to Bnei Yisrael would imply that it's his own complete thing.
Would the ideal be for everyone to eventually come across?
Yeah, that would be the ideal. That would be the ideal. As the Rambam says, we don't force that. But the bris to Avram to Moshe is for anyone who wants to, but we just don't force it. But we do force them all to be mekabel ger toshav, and part of the kabbalah of ger toshav is b'shnei shlosh chaver. So there's no two toros. I don't think no two toros in the sense of two, pillar two separate tracks of perfection. There's the there's Torah, and okay, maybe there's a service road, but it's not like its own. There's an on-ramp occasionally, and ultimately it's designed to be mashpia, the perfection of the Torah's Moshe to everybody. But they were not makabel, so they're not under that obligation of Torah. They weren't the recipients, but it is still an ideal for them. And that has to be reflected in that's what you're saying. Even what they do has to be under the auspices of Bnei Israel. It's interesting. Ram says in the end of Hilchos, in the end of by Karbonos, says you're allowed to teach a Ben Noach how to bring Karbonos.
Like a bomb.
on a bummer. Yeah, right. Michael said that my father said from by when Moshe hit the Mitzri and Rashi says he saw no misgaya from him, shows you that just to be a Ben Noach is an incomplete thing. That's very good, excellent. Okay, Ishkayach.
Where do you see the Moshe actually force the non-Jews to do?
Thank you, Pesach.